What is up, guys and girls, and welcome back to episode 18, my lucky number, of the FMC show. We were away last week due to panic buy-in and trying to get some stuff. I wasn't panic buy-in. I was just trying to get stuff before the buyers went and bought. Yeah.
That's a lie. He was panic buying.
I definitely weren't. I can't. We have one freezer and we shop weekly. There's no way we can panic buy.
No, well, that's fair enough then, I guess.
Yeah. Even if we wanted to. And we've only got about 10 bog roll left. So I'm hoping that people do stop panic buying soon, because otherwise, I'm going to be straight in the shower after.
I'm debating setting up a business selling bog roll, because I got about 15 rolls in my house. So I'm debating selling them on eBay.
Well,
50 quid
be
a pop.
Careful, because there's that guy or them brothers that tried doing that with hand sanitizer, and they've now got 175,000 bottles of hand sanitizer or something that they can't shift because Amazon and eBay have stopped them selling it.
See, that's a genius idea up until the point where they actually can't sell it. I'd go out on the street corners and stuff and just start selling it in the street.
Selling it
I'm
by
sure
squirt.
Exactly. Like a pound of squirt. Yeah. You've made your money back straight away. It's a genius idea.
Yeah, so stand outside the shops, because they've been touching stuff in the shops, haven't they?
Yeah. So all you need is a guy like a long...
Oh, you haven't... They haven't got any sanitizer in there, have they? Guess what? I've got some. There you go.
So, you know, I just imagine a guy like a long beige coat, sort of opening it up going, yeah, do you want some hand sanitizer, a pound each, like those dodgiest character.
Yeah, like, you know, you get them, you know, in like nightclubs, and you get them...
the guys in the toilet, the spoiler. Yeah.
No, what is it they say? No. Oh, they say, what do you used to say? There's a guy who used to say, no...
I gotta let you finish this one off.
I can't remember what it was, but it was something, it was sort of like no spray, no lay, and all that sort of stuff, you know. he had a few of them little things. That was quite cool.
I'm pretty sure the guys down here used to say that as well. Yeah, so it even transcends to Wales. Like, even we have guys, you know, no spray, no lay. Like, it's a known thing.
Do you reckon they all have, like, this toilet attendant training course?
Probably. Yeah, they have to learn, you know.
Repeat after me. No spray, no lay.
Yeah, it's like part of the contract. If you take this job, you've got to say this saying. Otherwise, see, them going to be the guys that are going to be selling the hand sanitizer. They are in.
Exactly.
They are quids in, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're all laughing at them because we're out enjoying our nights out and they're having to sit in a stinky toilet, and now they're ruling the world. They're going to be
next
the kings.
Next time we see them, they ain't going to be, you know, they're going to be like golden chains, gold watches. They're going to be rich, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I reckon they are. Okay, so as you can tell, we have no Park Era today, but we do have the Super Swan or the Super One.
Yeah, well, I can try my best New Zealand accent if you want, but I'm not going to do that.
Please
no,
don't.
I do want to insult Park Era.
I think you've done it before, haven't you? I think you've tried doing it before.
Oh, it's like, I can't do accents. They
I can
tend
do
to
this. Kia kaha.
What's Kia kaha?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
That's what he always says, isn't it?
Kia kaha. That's like his trademark.
Like, see you later.
I think so.
Yeah, so we've done that for you now. So it's like Park Era is here.
He is here, exactly. We'll do our best to try and cover his sayings and make it a three-man podcast with just the two of us.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, as I said, this is episode 18 of the podcast, and we have a little bit of news regarding pod info. We have a new country. And I was going to let everyone know last week, but we didn't have a podcast last week, as I just said. So
we had an apocalypse last week, so it didn't happen.
Yeah, I did leave Super Swan wondering who it might be.
Dangling. He's left me dangling for like 2 weeks. I've been wanting to know who this country is for 2 weeks.
So are we going to pretend like you don't know, like I didn't tell you 5 minutes ago?
Oh, totally, yeah. We're going to pretend I don't know.
Yeah, so we didn't know.
I'm a very good actor.
So guess who it is? It is, drum roll please, Trinidad and Tobago.
See, I would never have got that. No. Trinidad and Tobago. Big up to our Trinidad brothers.
Do they speak English?
Probably.
In Trinidad and Tobago. Has that been one of our sort of colonies at some point in history? I don't know.
You're asking the wrong person here. My history is not the best. I mean, you know, that's in Wales. As long as I can get to the next week.
We've got the link between, you know, we've got Dwight York. So he can be our translator, can't he? If need be.
Yeah, or I think, wasn't Jason Scotland from Trinidad and Tobago? Like that, because I always remember.
Is the clue in his surname?
Well, this is it, right? So Jason Scotland used to play for Swansea, right? So I always used to make it funny where you had Jason Scotland, who played for a Welsh team in the English league, who he's got in his name Scotland, and he's Trinidad and Tobagan. He has like
if only
five
he was
countries.
Irish. Is it, I know. If only he was actually Irish. Because then it would be the full UK, wouldn't it?
He would have had the grand tour of all the UK in his name and his like transfers and stuff. It would have been amazing.
It would have been pretty cool. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be.
No, sadly. He was a decent striker, though. I'll give him that.
In Football Manager or in real life?
Oh, both, I would say. Well, maybe not Football Manager because
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've not really heard of him, but maybe that's because Newcastle weren't in the Championship till after his time.
he could have done a job for you in the Championship, I reckon, Jason Scotland. He was a good striker. Good striker for Swansea as well.
Mm. Okay, so should we move on to our save updates? So I'm going to go first, Dave, because mine's only going to be dead quick because I haven't played because I've been dying over the last week. Not coronavirus related.
You have to put an asterisk on there, like, you know, it's not, that's right, he's fine.
Don't worry, you won't catch it through the airwaves. Actually, no one knows, maybe you can.
We'll soon find out next week when we have zero listeners.
When our listeners package goes down.
Yep.
So, as we know, I am KPV in Finnish First Division, and I'm currently second. I haven't played it over the last week, so I haven't progressed much. So I apologise if I've already told you this bit. And also, I had a bit of a mistake before when I saved over my last one, so I have actually gone back a stream as well.
He was panicking a lot before we came on stream, and I could tell by the worry in his voice that something save related had happened.
So let me explain what happened. So in order to gather some information for this podcast, I basically had to load up a quick save that I could look at from the beginning. Because I know we've done before on the show, we've already done what we do personally, our first things we do in a save. But I wanted to see, you know, the first few things that, you know, challenges that you have to overcome to, you know, start a save. So I did that and load up Rangers because they were, it's a small league in Scotland.
I was going to say, don't call them a small side. They're half the Discord.
They're clearly the biggest side in one half of Glasgow.
Well, they are a team in Scotland.
I nailed that, didn't I?
They are a team in Scotland. They've won a lot of league titles.
They are, exactly. You couldn't have put it better. So I loaded that up so that I could see what the first few things that you come across are. And then I went to load up the next game, and it came up, because I was talking, it came up saying save as. And I thought, this is weird. Why hasn't it loaded up? So I've clicked on load up again, the same save. And basically, the Rangers save that's like not even a game in has saved over like 5 years of save. So luckily, I had the save that was like before that somewhere else, which means I'm about 4 games behind the place I actually was in my streams. But I see that as a win. It could have been a hell of a lot worse. Yeah.
And I guess it leads, before we go on to the main topic, is a tip already. Make sure you keep a backup save for Football Manager just in case something happens.
There you go. Definitely, always. And I normally, luckily, as you can tell, I normally keep a alternate save. So I'll save it once as one thing and then save it the next time as another thing.
Yeah, I do exactly the same thing. I always I keep two saves. I keep a save if you record over one. Yeah.
If you record over one, you've still got the other one that's not too far back.
Exactly.
Because the last thing you want to do on a journeyman save is lose all of your journeyman work.
Oh, I know. I'd cry. I would actually cry if I lost it, because I think I'm about 6-7 years in now. If I lost it,
basically finishing now, aren't you?
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, but yeah.
So, yeah, I'm Kokkolan Palovaikot in the Finnish First Division. They were in the Finnish Premier League, but they were relegated last season. Nothing to do with me.
I was just going to say, just for everybody listening, how many games did you take charge of in the Premier League?
One.
And what happened?
And we got relegated.
Well, you know, it happens.
But in my defence, I could have taken over with three games to go, but I was trying to get my beloved Trelleborgs into European positions, which failed anyway, because basically they let me play two games and then I had to leave them because they wouldn't, Coquelin wouldn't let me delay anymore. So I had to leave them and then they fell out anyway and then these got relegated. So if I'd just left, then maybe, you know,
so by trying to do the best of both, you failed them both at the same time.
And that is another another lesson. Yeah, don't
take the job straight away. Don't
do it
delay.
Properly. Yeah.
Okay, I can't say that I did that as well. I delayed my jobs.
Yeah, so I'm currently second in the Finnish First Division. I am media predicted to go up in first place. The team's not great, but hopefully we can get them back up. And I'm hoping this is just going to be a stopgap. We've got our coaching badge underway, so hopefully we'll have a few more jobs come next season. And that's pretty much all I've got for the update for my save at the minute, because like I said, I haven't played it. So what about you, Superswan?
Well, I was going to say about your save, I guess, because I think going from Sweden to Finland is a maybe, I guess, some would say a sideways move, but it's
good. It might even be a little bit backwards, you know.
It's good, though, for you, because you're doing your coaching badges, and when it comes to like lower league saves and journeyman saves, it's important to try and get your coaching badges in as soon as you can. Yeah. So, like I say, even though it's a slightly lower, if you want to call it that, it is good for you, because you get your coaching badges, and if you can try and get as many in as you can, it opens up so many doors for better jobs.
And that's it. And as you know, I couldn't get any more coaching badges when I was at Trelleborg because they just wouldn't give it to me. They didn't have the money. They were that skint they couldn't pay for a badge. So So go on, tell us about your campus to champions.
Yeah, so we're on Club 4 at the moment, PSV. So if you have listened to the podcast for the first time, I'm doing what's called a Campus to Champions. Started with Swansea University, purely amateur side. So no contracts, no money, no nothing, no coaching badges. And the aim is to win the Champions League. So stopped at Swansea Uni. We went to Glentoran in Northern Ireland. We went to AIK in Sweden. And now on Club 4, which we're at PSV Eindhoven in Holland, which isn't too bad, I would say, considering the steps that we've made and the journey we've got along the way. So we are in our first season with PSV. I have to go check and make sure what episode's been released, because I do tend to record in advance. So the latest episode, we are top of the Eredivisie. We're actually still unbeaten as well. And we're in about January, February. So things are going very well. And considering I haven't signed any players, I kept the same squad that the previous manager had. It looks like it's all going very well. So I'm waiting for it all to come crashing down, to be honest. We're knocked out of the Champions League in the group stages, but we did have a hard group. I think we had Barcelona and Chelsea in our group. So we did manage to go third. So we're in the Europa League because we dropped down into that. So I think we're going up against Red Bull Salzburg in the first or second knockout round in the Europa League. So yeah, as I say, it's going good. So
sounds like the wheels are coming off slightly.
Well, this is it. It's all going a bit too well, so I'm expecting something to go wrong. But I think we're a good fair few points ahead of Ajax in the Eredivisie. So I think we will win the league, because I think we're about 10, 15 points clear of them, because they had a bit of a wobble mid-season. But yeah, like I say, it's all going really well. And I'm just hoping now, with this PSV job, if I can stay a couple of seasons, if I can win the league, maybe get a few more sort of good, decent players in. I don't think I'm going to win the Champions League PSV. I think it's going to be one more step or a couple more steps to get to that sort of big, really big, massive side that's going to deliver the Champions League. But
I don't know, because Holland they're sort of like, they're not quite in the big leagues, you know, like the likes of Spain, England, but they're only just under, aren't they? I'd say,
yeah,
you know, like they're definitely pushing them leagues.
Oh, 100%. I think they're very similar to like the Portuguese league, I think. So Holland, Portugal got strong leagues.
Yeah, they're kind of tier two leagues, if you like.
Yeah, I'd say so. Because obviously you've got your England, France, Germany, Spain, those Italy.
The money leagues, yeah.
Yeah, those are your big ones. And then you've got like the Holland, Portugal. I'm trying to think of countries not to upset anyone.
Belgium.
Austria, I guess. Belgium, yeah, those kind of leagues. So, you know, I think we're a couple of steps away. But like you say, already some of the players have got a PSV. I'm thinking, you know, we can bring these to big clubs. And we've already had some players snapped up by massive clubs because they're that good of a player. So, like I say, going into next week now, we're going to finish off the season. So, fingers crossed, we'll be Eredivisie champions. And then who knows what's going to happen. I think I am going to stick around for season two just to see if we can carry on the success. And then I might put the feelers out and see what kind of big jobs are out there that'll take me on.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, so hopefully I'll be carrying on with mine at some point this coming week. But obviously, with the way things are going at the minute, it's a bit hectic. And I'm still having to work, as is Super Swan. We're still having to go to work.
Soldiering on, we're keeping the country going between the both of us. Nobody else, just us two.
I'm sure there will be thanks. It'll be like you hear Boris saying, once this blows over, want to thank the NHS. We want to thank the supermarket staff, and also Super Swan and Kylex Plays for keeping everyone's ears entertained, and also 100%. carrying on. You know,
yeah,
working.
Exactly. So, and I'll take this opportunity to thank everybody who's listening if they are going to work and keeping everybody going. You know, it's troubling times at the moment, but as a country, we've all got to stick together. And obviously, it is tough times. So, if you need anything, let us know. We can help you through it as best as we can.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. Yeah.
Thought I'd be we'll nice. I thought I'd.
And stop fucking panic buying.
Yes, I need Borg rolls. Stop buying all the Borg rolls.
We do not condone panic buying. If you're panic buying, stop it right now.
Exactly.
I mean, because I have to work and I can't get to the shops in time.
And I tell you what, if I see another man buying 5 Rustler's burgers, robbing them all away from me, I'm going to go crazy. So
in
stop hoarding.
Can I say that what happens if you guys panic buy is what happened last week. We can't do a podcast because I have to stop the podcast on a Sunday so I can go out and get what I need early Sunday morning.
I'm happy to receive donations, though. So if anybody does want to send me Rustler's burgers, I'll be very, very happy, and that'll keep me going. I'm more than happy to go along with that.
To donate to Super Swan's food bank, it's P.O. Box Chester.
The caveat is I have to go to Chester to get these Rustler's burgers. So if I make it out alive, I'll be fed like a king.
Yeah. If you don't, you don't need feeding and someone else can have them. So exactly. It's win-win,
it's
really.
I was just going to say win-win, right? Either I get to eat or everybody else does. So lucky you or lucky me.
What is happening, troops? My name is Obliquehit Gaming, and I'm here to disrupt your regularly scheduled podcast to talk to you about the Creators Community League. The CCL is a simulated league set up by myself and 15 other fantastic Football Manager creators. We each drafted 18 players to our team, and we'll be watching through the league to see who has the best eye for talent and who has the tactical knowledge to outsmart their opponents. Once per week, you will find an episode of the CCL uploaded on the Obliquehit Gaming channel, but throughout the other 15 creators, you'll find several other bits and pieces of content associated with the league, so keep an eye out for all of that. If you're interested, there should be an introductory video on my channel right now that will get you fully up to speed. If for some odd reason you've decided that my amazing blend of wit, charm and complete lack of any Football Manager knowledge is of some form of entertainment, look out for my Journeyman series, which is posted on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. At the moment we're playing as Cove Ramblers in the Irish First Division, and if there's a worse run of form, I have yet to see it. I want to thank the FM Creators Group for giving me the opportunity to slip in this plug, and I hope to see you in the league.
I don't want to keep going on about the coronavirus. That is what's happening right now. We are, you know, we don't want to hear anything more about it. There's enough in the news about it. So what we do want to do is, due to the coronavirus though, the Football Manager bosses, Miles and associates, have put Football Manager on Steam free for 7 days. Well, it's not 7 days. I think there's 4 days left.
Yeah.
So if you haven't got it, go and get it.
It's a genius idea. It's a genius idea. Because everybody was talking about it anyway in the press. Because, like, you know, with obviously the football season being suspended,
yeah,
a lot of people
were
saying, yeah, exactly. So I think fair play. You know, it's a really good move for Miles and the crew to get that out there, which leans us very nicely into what we're going to discuss this week.
Yeah. So, Because it's free, there's been multiple stuff on Miles's Twitter. He's got challenges to pick challenges. There's like a free week save, so you can just you put in your birth month and all that, and that's one thing. Since they've made FM20 free to play on Steam for 7 days, they've seen 113,000 new players.
That's amazing. That is fair play. That's a
take
that's
up
a
the
high
offer to
number.
Try the game. It is, yeah. And obviously, what with UEFA confirming Euro 2020 is now going to be Euro 2021, hopefully that them numbers will keep going, because I can't see us having any more Premier League, can't see us having the Euros. So Football Manager is where you're going to get your football stuff from.
Exactly. So there are plenty of, like I say, along with the new players, there's plenty of guys on YouTube, Twitch, blogs. There's loads of creators out there that are making such amazing content, such as us truly, yeah. I don't know if that's the right saying, but
no, it's but, yours but truly, yeah. Normally, but you're only normally talking about you, but it's nice of you. At least you're not one of these selfish people.
Oh no, I am a big believer in promoting as many people as I can, mostly myself, but other people as well. You know what I mean? I do have a soft side to help out the community as well. So I guess what I'll say off the back of that is just check out everybody on YouTube and Twitch and stuff, even the small guys, because yeah, there's so many good content out there and not enough, you know, some people don't get the recognition they should.
No,
so
I do want to give a quick shout out to one of the new admins in the FM Creators Discord, Old Lady Plays, who's just got a nice little interview in with, is it FM Scout?
She's done an article. She's got an article up on Sport Bible as well. And
Sport
I know
Bible, that,
that
was it, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that she got a very big promotion on the Football Manager Reddit as well, which yeah, I came across. And to be fair, and don't get me wrong, everybody out there is really, really good at what they do, but especially for Old Lady Plays, I think she's really amazing at what she does. She promotes everybody all the time, and she's a lovely lady, and I've spoken to her a few times, and like I say, of all the people that deserve it, she 100% does, and her channel's blown up to something like, I think it's 1.5K, 2K possibly. At this point, I think last time I checked, it was 1.5K. But she's really amazing. So I'm happy for her. I'm happy she gets the recognition on that one. Yeah. So good on you.
If you're not already following her, guys, go and follow her at Old Lady Plays. Kate is a lovely, lovely lady, and she's not that old. I think she just puts that there, just, you know, to sort of say, you know, I'm
maybe,
old.
Maybe
so
she's secretly like 21, and
I reckon
sort of like,
she is.
Like, it's maybe it's just like, I don't know, like sort of like not an act, but like. It's all
but they say YouTubers all have that personality, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've rumbled it. She's actually secretly a 21-year-old sort of, you know, she's young lady plays.
Yeah.
If she does like a side channel, that's what it should be. Young lady art.
We'd never know because she'd look different.
Exactly, we'll never know. But nah, in all fairness, seriousness, she does do really good stuff. I know she does her Basking in Glory with Bilbao. That's gone really well for her.
To be fair, you've used a few of her bits as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because she does like the pronunciation videos, which like go as far as 2018 and stuff. And I know when I was in Sweden, I used her video, and I DM'd her on Twitter. I said, look, is it all right to use her? She's like, yeah, cool. She was chuffed to bits. And like I say, if anybody deserved it, 100% her. So fair play to her. I think she's doing really well. I'm happy for her.
Yeah, so well done, Old Lady Plays. And another one I want to give a quick shout out to is the Mad Scientist FM. He's not really anything to do with the Discord at the minute, but he is an old friend. I've known him since he started out, basically. And he is doing, is it an 05, 06?
I think it's 06, 07, something 06, like that 07. Anyway. Something
Season database, which is due to come out early next month. So, it's this month, isn't it?
I'm just looking it up on Twitter now very quickly. Yeah, 06, 07 he's doing.
Yeah, and when's it? Is it due out early next month?
I think so. He says it's quite imminent, actually. So, you know, it might be out soon,
yeah. So that's good. And he has created databases every year for the last few years. He did an awesome 95, 96 season. He did which I loved because I'm a Newcastle fan. He did a 85, 86, I think. Which I played as well.
He did a 2003-2004 last year, because I know that, because I used his database for my Project Pompey series on FM19, where I took over Portsmouth. So, like I say, I've come across him a few times. I've chatted back and forth with him. He's another awesome guy. He puts so much work into databases and stuff. So, if you're looking for a unique sort of database reminiscing on old times, check his database out. They're amazing.
Here's something interesting you might not know. I helped give him his name.
Really?
He was originally called Stoltz, which is his actual name.
Okay.
And I said he's like a mad scientist because he hides away for like 6 months of the year doing this database, and you barely see or hear from him. And then he comes out and he gives people this new database that they can play on. It's absolutely fantastic. So yeah, he's absolutely brilliant, and he's a great guy.
He's top bloke. Yeah, he's class.
And if you want, he always when he's done this one, he'll normally put polls out to see what everyone wants for the next year. I think he does two a season usually. So the next one he'll do, he'll probably put a poll out and everyone votes on it. So definitely go follow him as well at themadscientist.com, I think.
On Twitter he's at madscientistfm.
There we go.
Yeah, throw some support.
Yeah, so throw him and old lady plays some support. Also, if you're lost for somewhere to go to chat in this tough time at the minute, drop in to the actually follow FM Creators on it's FM Creators and FM underscore show on Twitter
at FMC underscore show.
That's it. Thanks for that.
Sorry, mate. I got Twitter in front of me. That's all.
Yeah,
so
no, that's
I'm just
good.
It's
good. I'm struggling to remember all these handles. But yeah, FM Creators and FMC underscore show. And we've got our community Discord in the bios of them Twitter. So if you want to join that, feel free. There's plenty of good people in there, including Old Lady Plays and myself and Super Swan. Parker is in there as well. There's too many to mention. There's hundreds of people in there.
All really good guys. All really sort good of guys. Talkative. Yeah. We talk about all sorts of random stuff, Football Manager, all what's going on in the day. So yeah, pop on over, guys. Just say hello.
Could save you being lonely in this time of lockdown.
Exactly. We all should come together from our isolated homes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an oxymoron, I think. Is that the right word? Where it's kind of two opposites because you're kind of alone, but you're together.
Well, I'm thick, so I don't know.
Well, I throw out big words to sound clever, so I'm going to roll with that and say, yes, that is what it means.
Right,
but really, I have no idea.
So you're like a Welsh person pretending to be a sort of Welsh Del Boy. Because
Del Boy is
English and he does French words, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That don't make any sense.
I was going to say, I'm not pretending
at all. A Welshman who does English words.
Yeah, 100%. I just throw in random complex words and makes me sound clever.
Yeah. Okay, so there's the shout-outs, guys. Go and follow them guys and us. And we're going to move now on to our main topic, which is basically we're looking at helping out those new to the game with some tips that we've learned from our long, illustrious careers on Football Manager. I mean, between me and Super Swan, there's at least, 40 years?
Yep, and 39 of those are mine.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're not even 39. I'm older than you.
Well, you know, I look more beyond my age. My experience does not reflect my age.
Oh, okay. So you're like 35 with 50 years experience.
Yeah, I just look very good for my age. That's all. I look after myself.
Okay, so I've been playing it for 20 years, and I think Super Swan's been playing it for apparently longer than that. So, you know, we're not professionals. We I suppose we are as professional as it comes. I mean, we're not. We play the game for everyone else to watch. I know we're not any Lelujo or.
I'm speaking for myself here, right? But I am nowhere near a professional. I am not the best at this game. I will never claim to be the best at this game.
We do this to show it. Do you know what I mean? Like we talk about it. You know, so I'm not saying we're professional as in like we get paid for it but we do it. We create content. And you know, so I guess in a way that is maybe not professional at the game, but it's a professional sort of manager outlet, isn't it?
We do it for the entertainment side of things, isn't it? That's what we do it for.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear that up. Neither of us are,
if you're watching
managers.
My videos to be amazing at Football Manager, you're watching the wrong person. I'm going to say that straight away. There's people on the YouTube who do a lot better than I do. But I just do it for a crack. I do, you know, I just do it for a laugh and make myself look like an idiot, which I do very well, really.
And I do it basically because it's better to be playing it with people watching me and talking so I can talk to people than it is just sitting on my living room sofa with Paw Patrol in the background because my kids are watching it, just tapping the space bar on my laptop.
I was more, I think it's something we talked about before, but I was more Power Rangers than Paw Patrol back when I was a kid. But, you know, that's a whole other topic.
Me too, but my kids apparently don't like Power Rangers. In fact, I might have to try and put it on for them because I've never watched it. Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. Bad parenting.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with like metal music as a kid. Like, and like I say, go slightly off topic, but I got the Power Rangers album on repeat for the last week and it's absolutely amazing.
Since we talked about it, yeah.
Yeah. But I'll stop going off topic now.
Yeah. Okay. So, So what we're doing is we're looking at these new, what was it 113,000 new players?
Yep.
That Miles mentioned. And we're just trying to give them a little bit of a hand. They might not need it, but we're here if they do. So we're going to talk about
some simple tips and things to get you going, basically.
Yeah. So, So the first one I've got is coaching badges. Now, coaching badges, some people just look at them as what they are, coaching badges. And if you start with none, it's a fun challenge to build them up and work your way up the ladder, which is normally like the non-league to legends and all that sort of stuff, journeymans, which we're both doing. But also, they're basically difficulty levels.
Yeah, 100%.
So if you take over a club, say you take over Man City and you've got Sunday League past experience, playing experience, and you've got your National C coaching badge. Is that the lowest one, National C? Or is it?
Well, you can go zero badges, but the first badge you get is National C. Yeah.
So say you've got them two things. Basically, when you go into the Man City dressing room, none of them players are going to respect you or care about what you say to them. So it's going to make the game a hell of a lot harder, especially in the last two installments of the game, because obviously dynamics is such a big part now in Football Manager. And if you don't take dynamics seriously, you are not going to last very long at any club. So what I will say is if you're new to the game, and you're going to be a big club, have the best badges. If you're going to be a small club, have the best badges even as well.
Yeah, just like, have the, yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree with what you're saying. I think the coaching badges is a massive sort of difficulty level, because if you put yourself as the highest, which I think is like international football and obviously, you know, continental pro license is the highest, then you're basically walking to a dressing room. They're going to respect you because you've got all the badges. You've got the experience. You can walk into pretty much any role and the dynamics are going to be really good. And even if there's a slight disagreement, like with contracts or players coming in,
you can sort it
straight away.
You get the captains and all the, you know, the influential players on your side and everything's a lot easier because you can then get them to talk to the players as well. And that normally works 100%. As well. But if you don't tend to have the right badges and say you've got someone who's upset about something or another and it comes up, says, ask your captain to talk to him, he'll just say, I think it'd be better coming from you. I think, you know, and he just fobs you off, basically. So it does make the game harder. You can use suggested badges dependent on the club. There's two tick boxes above the scroller. That say use badge suggested to the club you've chosen. So you can do that as well if you just want an average level of the game.
Yeah, because it gives you an idea where you are and you have the right level of badges and experience depending on the league or the club that you're at. So
and it still gives you that time to grow as well. Yeah,
and if you're not too sure what to put on there, that's probably your best bet. Just whatever club you want to be. You know, if you just want to get into the game, probably best to tick in those both boxes for coaching badges and experience. And then, you know, you're basically starting from a blank slate and then going from there onwards, really.
And then once you've got a couple of seasons like that under your belt and you know what to expect, then if you want to start a new game a little bit harder, just take the badges down slightly. You know, try and earn their respect, but, you know, but just by winning games and stuff like that. But I've always seen that as a difficulty level, and a lot of people don't. They just see them as badges that you need to get into the next level. So where Football Manager people go, oh, it doesn't have a difficulty level. It does. The coaching badges are the difficulty level in that.
Depending on where the dynamics badges are. Yeah. Because just like you say, it is a massive thing.
So what's your thing? What's one of the things you've got down?
So what I would say is take advantage of the assistant manager and your backroom staff, because Football Manager is such a deep game. You could spend hours and hours and hours doing things and you may not even kick a ball on a pitch. Yeah. So what I would say, especially if you are starting out, is to have a look at your staff responsibilities and make sure that, you know, you give yourself the right sort of roles of what you want to do, and even just ease yourself in gently. I mean, you know, we were saying at the start there, me and Darren have been playing this for 20 years or maybe longer. And even I don't do everything in Football Manager. I don't do training because it spins me out even looking at it. So I get my assistant manager to do the training.
Yes, you can imagine someone new coming into the game and 100%. Seeing it and going, what the fuck is this?
Exactly, and this is it. And I think it's just a case of, you know, you might want to throw yourself right into the deep end and learn it all straight away, which if you do, then yeah, fair enough, as long as you're happy to do that. But if I was talking to someone who's literally loaded up for the first time, or one of my mates down the pub or something, I would say, look, scale it right back, because ultimately the big things people want to do is pick the team, buy the players. Those are the two things I think that they really, really want to do. But then you can say, ease them in gently, or no, have a look at the scouting, have a look at the training, have a look at the player search, have a look at the press conferences. And even if you just do it step by step, slowly, and then do one job a week away from your staff, you'll slowly implement yourself into the game, and then you'll see how deep it actually is. And I think it started last year. They have like a tutorial now where it'll actually guide you through certain stuff if you haven't played the game before. Yeah. So that would be something I would say is one of the, for a beginner player anyway, is to have a look at. And even if you just like off the back of that, watch YouTubers and watch Twitch streamers, because I remember when I had a bit of a gap between, I think it was like FM 12 and FM 17. When I started looking on YouTube, I was like, oh my God, this looks totally different to what I remember. But you get to watch people do stuff, and you get to learn by watching other people do it as well. So off the back of that, watch other people play the game, because it'll learn your knowledge and it'll get more knowledge of how you want to play it as well. So I guess that's my first point, really. It's just easier.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Them new things that I've added, I think they added them last year, didn't they?
The tutorials.
They're definitely a must follow if you don't know what you're doing. And don't skip them if you've not played it. Literally, don't skip them. Like, don't think, oh, it's all right, I'll figure it out, because it is very intimidating. It's not like it used to be. You know, there's so much more in depth than it used to have in the game. That, you know, it takes a couple of minutes, you know, extra to do the tutorials. If you don't look at them, you could be looking at hours on end trying to figure out how some of the things on this game works.
And you'll learn to enjoy the game more as well, because you'll get to see what it's all about behind the scenes and how, like, the smallest of things can have a big impact on your results and your players' happiness and dynamics and things like that. So, like, down to, like, team talks, tunnel interviews, you know, training new positions, and this it's so much in depth that even you make one decision, it'll result in you winning or losing a game. So I would agree. I would take the time to sort of have a look at the game, have a look at the tutorials, and sort of ease yourself in gently, and use your staff. That's what they're there for. Use them to take some of the load off you so you can concentrate on the things that you want to do.
Yeah. So my next one is club vision. So when you join a club, you'll get the club. This is new to this year, isn't it? You'll get the chairman come to you and they'll say, this is what we want. This is the club vision we want. You can change that. Don't sell yourself short, because you're likely to get yourself sacked. Sometimes they want a bit more than you can give them, especially if you're new and you don't know how to play the game and how to work around the game. You could well be selling yourself short. So make sure that when you join, you don't just click accept that club vision, because you might look at it and go, oh yeah, that's reasonable. But there's been some where I've started a team and, you know, at the bottom of a league, and then their club vision has been to manage to stay up that season. And then the season after, the club vision is get promoted.
Yeah.
You know, that's unrealistic. I mean, it obviously depends on how well you strengthen your team, because sometimes it can be the case, but the money you're going to earn isn't real. So don't, you know, don't worry about wages and stuff like that when it comes to Club Vision. And, you know, I know, like, sorry, I mean, I know that there's no money in the Club Vision, but, you know, when it comes to choosing, you know, the transfer budget and all that, it's a similar sort of thing. Don't just go for the hardest, because, again, that's a difficulty level. If you go for, you know, the most money, they're going to expect more from you.
Yeah, exactly. So, because like you say, if you go into, like, say, you know, if I pick a team, I know West Ham as an example, you know, if you go into a Club Vision meeting and then you say, right, I'm going to win the league and you get an extra 20 million. Great. Fantastic. You've got 20 million. You can spend it on more players. But if you don't win the league, they're going to sack you. Yeah, so, exactly. Like you say, it's another way of difficulty in the game. So yeah, I mean, I've seen some clubs where I've looked at them and I've looked at the Club Vision and gone, oh, do you know what? I look at the squad, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. And I've been realistic about it and gone, look, you know, you want me to get promoted, but I'm going to say playoffs and we'll see what happens. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's good to have a look at the vision, see what the club's looking like, and then set expectations based upon that, just so that, you know, yes, like you say, it's nice to get an extra £1 million to spend on a player, but
that doesn't go anywhere in this day and age.
Yeah, is that £1 million worth you keeping your job for 3 years or getting sacked after one season?
Yeah, like Trelleborgs, I think they offered me an extra £20,000.
It's not worth it.
It's like, firstly, you know, it's not going to gain me anything. All it's going to do is get me sacked. So be sensible. You know, don't sell yourself short. Do what you think you can do. I'd even say, if you're new, go a little bit lower than what you think you can do, just to play it safe. You know, and then once you've got everything under your belt and you start understanding how the game works more, you can then adjust it and next season maybe go a little bit better and, you know, and go that way. So that's my second point.
So my second point I think I'm going to use is using your scouts and using the scout reports to judge your players, because I think most players going into a team, the first thing they want to do is go buy new players. And sometimes it can be a bit intimidating trying to attract the players you want, especially lower league sides. Because, I mean, if you're like a top team, you can probably buy anyone in the world you want to. But if you're a lower league side like yourself and me, we play lower league saves, you can see a player, but you're thinking to yourself, I'm not going to be able to afford him. I can't, you know, he's not going to want to come to my team. We're not high enough reputation. So what I would say is make use of your scouts, make use of the scouting centre, and put the scouts into your league, put the scouts into Premier League youngsters is a good one. Release youngsters I tend to go for, you know, and the scout ratings and the stars is, and people always tend to sort of misjudge what these stars mean, is that
like they mean star, it's 5-star in the whole game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the star rating is based on your squad. So, you know, if you are, you know, a non-league side, yeah, and you have a 5-star player in your non-league side, that doesn't mean he is like Messi level of good. That just means that compared to the rest of your squad, he is your best player.
Is it not the league?
I think it's the squad and the league, I think. I'm not too sure. I think it is the squad.
I know it is something like the league or the... Yeah, I know it's not basically the whole game, and I know what you're saying. What you're saying is don't think because you've got a 5-star player in the Finnish first division that they're going to be a 5-star in the Premier League, because they're not.
Exactly so. And like using my non-league example there, if you did drop like Messi into a non-league side, that 5-star player would probably turn into a 1/2-star player straight away, because he's been compared to now Messi that's in your side. Yeah. But even then, the star ratings are your scout or your coach's opinions. Yeah. Sometimes those opinions are not as valid as they should be.
Especially if you haven't got a good scout.
Exactly. If you've got a 5, you know, judging ability and 5 potential, he could be telling you, oh, you know, Kylex plays the best player I've ever seen in my life.
No, but he would be telling the truth then.
Well, this is why he's got a 5 on judging scout ability, because once he's on the pitch, we'll learn he's not the best. So I think it's using your scouts, using them correctly, and even looking at the players and looking at the attributes and comparing them to your squad. And if I was going to say to a beginner player how to sign new players, go to your scouting centre, assign your scouts out, they'll give you scout reports, and then you can judge for yourself whether or not that player is worth bringing into the club. So I would 100% do that, I would say, for beginner to get new players into the squad.
Yeah. And my third and final one is formations. So when you're starting a formation, don't try not to think of the formation as, oh, I like this, it looks right. Yeah. Look at your players. You can go to your your squad screen, and you can see who plays where. You can tell who's gonna play in which positions. Don't try not to play too many players out of position, because in this new FM, they tend to not like being played out of position either. So they start coming to you with problems then, and that affects the dynamics and so on and so forth. So play to your strengths. Play, you know, if you've not got any right midfielders, but you've got or left midfielders, but you've got an attacking midfielder and a right and left, then you know you're looking at a more attacking formation, which means you should either put an extra person at the back to sort of pad that out, or I don't know. So basically, that was the issue I've got with when I've taken over this Coquelin team. So basically, I haven't got any right or left midfielders. I also don't have any right or left attacking midfielders. So what I've had to do is play two up top, which I don't really like doing, and then I've got an attacking midfielder behind him. But I've got five at the back, just to sort of shore up that defence, and I've only got two in midfield. The five at the back are to prevent the two in midfield getting overrun. So play to what your players can play. Don't, you know, if you've got an idea of a formation you like, then you know, start buying players for it, but don't start playing it until you've got the players that can play it, because I feel like that is detrimental in the long run. I feel like if you haven't got the players that can play it for a start, they're not going to train it very well.
Yeah, exactly. And like you say, you went into that club and clearly that they did play very narrow because they didn't have any wingers or any wide midfielders.
Yeah.
So you could go into that club thinking, oh, I'm going to play 4-2-3-1. But then you think, well, I can't play 4-2-3-1 because I got no wingers. So like you say, it's all about playing to their strengths. And you know, and this is the beauty of Football Manager, right? Is that you can then mold that team into how you want to play it. But it's going to take time. It's not going to happen straight away. And that's where, you know, you've got to build for the future, plan long term, and eventually get into a place where you can play those formations that you think is going to work. But yeah, I would agree with that point, really, is playing to strengths is a big one.
Yeah, I just think I've seen so many people playing players that can't play there. Like and then they're like, well, I don't get why I'm not winning games. And it's like, the players are not going to play to their full potential. Even if they're five-star players, they're not going to play for their full potential if they can't play in that position. You know, I know you can retrain them in that position, but again, that's going to, like Super Swan said, it's going to take a few months for that to, you know, come into effect. So you could play them there and train them there, but you are going to see a drop in their potential until they're trained in that.
Yeah,
and you can see that by, if you go in, is it team report?
Yeah, you can see in the team report, you can see where players are, like your squad depth. You can see where your players are and where their strengths and where you need cover and where you don't need cover.
Yeah.
And it gives you a bit of a tactical breakdown as well about sort of how your team are performing, where their strengths are, where their weaknesses is. You know, so you can get a lot of information based on that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my third and final. Play to your team's strength. Don't try not. I know it's not always possible, but try to, you know, play players in the position they play in, not their secondary position, because it will. If you played every player in the pitch on their secondary position, you would see a drop in form.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's my. Or failing that, play a 4-4-2.
Nothing wrong with 4-4-2. Root one, get it upfield, target man in the goal, happy day, Sam Allardyce football.
Yeah. So what's your third and final one, Super Swan?
So my third and final one is that you are going to lose. It's going to happen. So if you're going into this game thinking it's going to be like FIFA, where you can go 38 games unbeaten and you're going to win 10-0, so this ain't the game for you. So you can learn a lot by losing, and you can have a look and see where the breakdown was, because this game is so deep. You can look at the match report and you can see how you're being exposed. Was your defensive line too high? You know, were your player roles wrong? Were your players out of position? Were you away from home? Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of factors going into it. And what I would say is, when you do lose, it's easy to make drastic changes to try and find that winning formula. But I would try and avoid doing drastic changes, because sometimes even tweaking one or two things can turn a 3-0 loss into a 3-0 win. So you can learn a lot by losing. Sometimes losing is just as important as winning, because you can see...
And sometimes Football Manager will just make you lose.
Oh, yeah, and this is it. You know what I mean? It's, you know, expect... You know, you could have... And this leans in well, actually, because you can have a game where you can have 35 shots, 5 or 50 on target, 10 clear-cut chances, 5 half chances, and score 0 goals, and the opposition will have 1 shot on target, 1 goal, 1 half chance, and you've lost 1-0. You know, that is a thing that happens in Football Manager.
And it's easy
to slag the game off for it, but sometimes you just got to look a bit deeper behind it. Look at your match report.
And it's not just that, but like you look at some of the... I mean, Arsenal, their season, they went unbeaten. They defensively and attacking, they do it all as a unit. So they'd attack as 10 players, and their defenders 10 players. But even they, well, they didn't lose, but they didn't win every game. Do you know what I mean?
So
the point is that you can be the best team in the world and still lose. Look 100%. At the FA Cup for a start.
Exactly. You know, it's known for having shocks and having teams lose in the FA Cup. So, like I say, it's something that... It does happen in Football Manager, but it's how you react to that is the issue. So, you know, if you've gone on like a 10-game unbeaten run and you lose one game, it'd be so easy to go, right, I'm going to completely change the formation. I'm going to change the tactical style. Everything's going to change because we lost one game, where it could just be it just wasn't your day and it happens. And the next game, you might win 5-0. So, like I say, it takes a lot to learn from defeat, and it will happen in Football Manager 100%. So just look at your team, look at your roles, very similar to the point you just made there, is have a look at the roles. You know, are you putting too many people attacking? Are you not getting any people coming back off the counter-attack? Is your defensive line too high? Are you playing an offside trap and you're getting done over the top? There's a lot of factors that go into winning and losing a game. It's not as simple as, you know, the best team wins. If it was that simple, then everybody would be playing as Real Madrid probably. But... Yeah. Take a lot from defeat, and like I say, you can learn a lot of the game mechanics by studying what happened and seeing how you can turn that around, and you get a lot more satisfaction when you know that something's wrong, you change it, and then you win the next few games. So I think that's my third and final point on that one.
Definitely. So there's, I think there were some good points there. I think there's some points there to help all abilities. Well, not all abilities, because most of the people who already know will know these things anyway, but for those that have just started the game, you know, hopefully that will make it a bit easier for you to carry on and will lead to you not being too disheartened in, you know, struggling with the game.
Don't throw your laptop out the window, you'll be fine.
Because it can get frustrating. It can. Football Manager is known as a very frustrating game, especially to those of us that have been playing it for so long. But a calm head is what fixes problems. You know,
and people get frustrated because people care about this game. It sucks you in, and you know, and you see like the memes online where you get a cup final and people dress up in suits for a cup final because it's so immersive. And that's what people get frustrated, is because they're so in the game that almost like a loss in Football Manager is the equivalent of your team in real life losing a game. And you get frustrated, which is absolutely natural.
Oh, and so one extra bonus thing I'd like to throw in. Never, ever, 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 ever stop playing or save if you're on a winning streak.
Yeah, don't finish the game on a defeat.
No, do finish the game on a defeat. Don't finish it on a winning streak. Because if you save a game and you've done 10 games unbeaten, the next game you come back, I reckon there's like a 90% chance you're going to lose that game.
See, but that's a catch-22, because, like you say, right, you can...
Oh, it is the same with losses as well.
Yeah, because if you lose a game, you're like, oh, I'd want to end it on a loss. I want to get my winning streak back. But then if you go on a winning streak, you don't want to turn it off, because then you fear that you're going to load it back up and you lose again. So it's an addictive game, but
one more game mentality that we've all been there.
I've one more game, and then all of a sudden it's 5 a.m. and you haven't been to bed and you're doing
four
work
days.
And then you kind of like, oh, there we are then. So that's what happened to my evening. And that's happened to the best of us, I can imagine.
And that is why there's 113,000 people more people playing it, and that should get a lot of people through this tough time.
Exactly, and so
it's such
exactly
a, it's
so.
A perfect game for it, I think. Although I do want to mention, like Miles did say, if you're supposed to be working from home, do that first.
Yes.
It can don't be just go home and see it as a holiday. Do your work from home and then do it. We don't want productivity blamed on Football Manager.
They should have like Miles. a waiver almost, where play responsibly, like off the gambling adverts. Like instead of gamble responsibly,
yeah,
should be play responsibly.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Make sure that it's all kosher and you've done what you need to do before you get sucked in for a 13-hour Football Manager session.
Okay, so that is all we've got time for today, guys. I hope this helped you, and it's been fun. We weren't sure whether we was going to do this again today because, well, we don't know what's going to happen with the future at the minute. It's all up in the air. So we decided we wanted to bring a little bit of a little bit less doom and gloom to the world and try and help out some of the new guys in there. So we do hope it helped.
Exactly so, and even if like you're listening to this and you know you've gotten away from the wheel for like an hour, then that's kind of what we're here for. You know, let's lighten the mood up a bit, get you into the Football Manager. Exactly. What's that? Never heard of it. I'm too busy trying to sign my 7th Brazilian wonder kid. Do you know what I mean? I'm all good.
Too true. Okay, so where can we find you, Super Swan?
So I am on Twitter at SuperSwanYT. I'm on YouTube, Super Swan on YouTube. I've also started streaming as well. I can't remember if I mentioned this in the last one we did. I know. I always thought I never would, but apparently I am. So I'm starting to stream now over on twitch.tv, Super_Swan. I'm not doing any Football Manager over there, though. I'm going to try and keep the streaming separate. But I'm doing a Final Fantasy IX stream at the moment and uploading the highlights onto YouTube afterwards. So, yeah, follow me on twitch.tv. Super_Swan on there. It's all good. Normally stream every Saturday. Stream Saturdays. I've pinched that slogan off somebody, probably.
Everyone.
Yeah, I probably have. That's fine. So yeah, that's pretty much. I'm on the Discord as well. Super Swan, drop me a message, tag me in something. I'll probably respond and say hi and all that good stuff.
So you're basically the opposite to me, sorry, not the same. Because I do my Football Manager on Twitch, but I've got a YouTube channel where I've stopped doing Football Manager.
See,
on it, really.
This is why, right? And
so you've got a mix of both of us.
I was just going to say, right, you should subscribe to both of us because then you get the best of both worlds, right? You get the Football Manager on the YouTube with me and you get the Football Manager on Twitch with Darren, but you can swap it around and you get it on both platforms as well for the other games.
Yeah.
We are like the dream team.
We are. Perfect. I mean, it's a shame he's Welsh, but, you know, apart from that, he's pretty sick.
I mean, we are like the Ant and Deck, except for, like, I don't know, I'll be Deck, you can be Ant, because you can be the one that goes off the rails, and I'll be the one that has to cover for you and make sure everything goes smoothly.
I think that's probably more likely to be the case anyway.
Yeah, I am the Deck.
You seem to be the calmer, the calming influence in my life.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I can tell that, you know, if you need to go to bed and you're feeling a bit stressed, my silky smooth voice will help you in your
I'm going to start Skyping you of an evening and you can read me like a Mr. Man book or something.
That's fine. I can do that. I only charge very low rates for that as well.
Okay, so where you can find me is Twitch, Twitter, Instagram and the YouTubes. All Kylex Plays everywhere. Follow me and subscribe to me on all them things. Like I said, my Football Manager is only on my Twitch. I do it Thursday, Fridays from about 8 o'clock UK time. And my YouTube is predominantly normal games. So right now I'm doing the Getaway, PlayStation 2 Retro Rewind Getaway. Which I'm enjoying, and I've just finished the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles playthrough, which was pretty cool as well. I am still finding my feet on how to commentate on these retro games, but we're getting there. We're getting a bit better. So yeah,
for a low fee,
see,
I can help you out with that. That's fine. Along with me reading you bedtime stories for a very low fee.
Is there a package?
100%, mate. You
not,
can have the
not
the,
your package. Like
the gold, you could have the gold standard package. We will discuss prices
for
shortly.
$399.99.
Oh, I'm a lot more than that. I'm not a cheap date.
You just said it was a cheap package.
It is cheap for what the service I'm bringing to you is. Didn't mention anything about the price.
On that note, we will have an outro. So, guys, if you can, please do leave us a review and a rating on your the podcast you're listening, podcast provider you're listening on, because it really does help. And let's see if we can get our estimated 67 back up to the 70 mark where it was a couple of weeks ago.
Get it up there. Get all the listens, all the ratings.
And also we're collecting countries. So if you're not in a country that's already listening, or you don't think you're in a country that's already listening, go and listen. You might be the first.
Yeah, go for it.
If you're the first, you get a shout out.
Exactly. So that is more than enough incentive to want to listen, I would say, personally.
Exactly. So, yeah, please do give us a rating and review if you can. And on that note, I guess we will see you next week. See you later, guys.
Draw.
Kia kaha.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Kia kaha.